This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. President Donald Trump continued to change his staff on Saturday, announcing the departure of White House Chief of Staff John Kelly. We get details from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
John Kelly will be leaving toward the end of the year, at the end of the year, and I appreciate his service very much.
President Trump and John Kelly's relationship has appeared strained for months, with the Chief of Staff reportedly on the verge of quitting and or the president ready to fire him several times. A White House official says Nick Ayers, Vice President Mike Pence's Chief of Staff, is Trump's top choice to replace Kelly, something they've apparently been discussing for months. But Trump tells reporters,
it might be on an interim basis.
The White House official says Trump wants his next Chief of Staff to agree to stay in the job through the 2020 election. Ayers has young triplets and reportedly had planned to leave the administration himself at the end of the year. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The president also confirmed that Army General Mark Milley is his choice to replace Marine General Joseph Dunford as his next top military advisor.
General Mark Milley, as you know, was just appointed the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, to be determined date. A little bit later in the year, they usually give quite a bit of notice for a lot of reasons.
The term of current Chief of Staff Joseph Dunford does not expire until October 1st. His spokesman says all indications are that Dunford will serve his full term. Milley, who commanded troops during multiple tours in Iraq and Afghanistan, served as Army Chief of Staff for the last 3 years, during which he oversaw the move of women into frontline and combat positions. Milley must be confirmed by the Senate to serve as chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. French authorities deployed nearly 90,000 police across the country, detained hundreds of people, and closed major landmarks and museums out of precaution. As Lisa Bryant reports from Paris, a fourth week of so-called yellow vest protests took place across the country.
Around the iconic Champs-Élysées, demonstrators clash with police, set fire to barricades, and attack stores. Armored vehicles rumble through the streets. The yellow vest protests began against a planned fuel tax hike aimed to fight climate change. But while the government has since scrapped the increase, the demonstrations continue. Many stores were shuttered around hotspots like the Champs-Élysées. Others were still boarded up from last week's rioting that cost Paris alone millions of dollars in damage. Restaurants, hotels, and stores have lost business during this holiday season. From Paris, I'm Lisa Bryant for VOA.
China has called on Canada to release the chief financial officer of the tech giant Huawei, who was arrested last week on suspicion of violating U.S. sanctions against Iran. China's foreign ministry said it summoned Canada's ambassador in Beijing and demanded the release of Meng Wanzhou, who is in a Canadian jail awaiting the result of an extradition hearing. No decision was reached at the hearing after nearly 6 hours of arguments and counterarguments on Friday. The hearing was adjourned until Monday. The United States says that Meng covered up her company's dealings with Iran in violation of U.S. sanctions. A stampede at a rap concert in an overcrowded disco in central Italy killed 5 teenagers and a woman who had accompanied her daughter to the event. AP correspondent Zaria Shakile reports that 59 other people were also injured.
Many of the wounded were being treated in Ancona's main hospital. The bodies of the 6 people who died were also brought to the same hospital. Doctors said the most critically injured, all aged between 14 and 20, had suffered cranial and chest trauma, while others suffered injury to limbs. The incident took place in Corinaldo, a city on the Adriatic coast, at a rap concert in an overcrowded disco. Rapper Sefera Abasta, who is very popular with young teenagers, was set to perform at the venue, and organizers had apparently sold too many tickets. I'm Zaria Shakili.
And Ludmila Alexeyev, a human rights pioneer and dissident who challenged the Soviet and Russian regimes for decades, died Saturday in a Moscow hospital. She was 91. She risked her own freedom to protest the plight of political prisoners in the Soviet Union in the 60s and 70s. She also co-founded the Moscow Helsinki Group, Russia's oldest human rights organization. For more on these stories, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.